This is Loki Quinn cosplay, Goddess Psycho Hybrid, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, this is Jay Stu and the lovely Sarah J.
Hi.
We're coming to you from the wonderful Toronto Comic Con. Our guest right now is someone who's helped us a bunch of times already. This will be her first solo appearance on the show.
Yay.
So welcome, Shadowstorm Cosplay.
Hello, how are you guys?
Now then, how's your con been?
Good, tiring, but very good, as they always are.
Yeah.
Now, when we met you, I think it was at a Star Wars-themed toy show, and it was the first time we'd seen you as Hamilton's Rocket Raccoon?
Yes, I was Hamilton's Rocket Raccoon back then. Since then, I've kind of rebranded myself because I do more than just Rocket kind of now, so.
Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, I was recently going through old pictures for the podcast, and we have a bunch of you from back then before we even knew you, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Rocket's fun. Rocket I've brought out to a lot of different events.
Yeah.
I think that Star Wars one was right around Christmas time too, so I think I was Rocket around the Christmas tree.
I think you had a Santa hat.
I had a Santa hat on. I put lights and a little star on my little baby Groot, so he was my little Christmas tree. And I was giving out candy canes to everybody and, bribing the judges.
That's
which worked.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is really cool, you got invited to the Canadian premiere of the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Yeah,
that was
so much fun. It was actually through Sean Ward. He contacted me because he has contacts through Disney. So I emailed them pictures of my costume, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we want you there." So that was a trick and a half in itself because I had to be there for a certain time, be in my costume at a certain time, and then I'm out on the red carpet. And any celebrities out there, I feel you. Oh my goodness, because when they told me to pose, and then all the photographers taking the pictures, I literally was blinded. I know what they go through now, and I actually feel sorry for them now. It's like, how do you still have eyeballs at the end of the day? How can you see? Oh. But Michael Rooker was there, which was totally awesome.
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah. He was awesome. So we kind of stood over to the side. There was myself as Rocket. We had another cosplayer that was Groot, and we had somebody, actually a cosplayer up from Ohio that was Star-Lord. He was super, super nice. We're all friends now, so it's great. And so we were just standing over the side. We were actually doing, bumpers and trailers and, promo stuff with the other TV networks that were there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I was on CBC. I was on City TV. I think we did a bumper on Breakfast Television for the next morning and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And then after the reporters were done, they're like, "Can we get a picture with you?" And then at the tail end of it all, they're like, "Okay, we want to get you guys in a picture with Michael Rooker." It's like, okay, so we're sliding over. And he's like, "Come here, Rock." And I'm like, "Yes, sir." I'm like, pull right up. It's like, "Whatever you say, sir." He shook my hand, and I kind of regret washing that glove now because I shook his hand,
But
it kind of stunk, so I had to. Rocket's fun and fuzzy, but oh boy, he's stinky.
And we were happy because we did the last mini-con we did was Guardians themed, and before we even had it announced, I remember Danielle goes, "Well, we know a Rocket Raccoon."
We're hoping she could make it out.
Yeah.
And I specifically booked off work that day just so I could come.
Nice. We appreciate it. It was a great day.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
That was a fun day.
Now, today you're Jedi Rey.
Yes.
How long did it take you to put this outfit together?
Jedi Rey, a couple pieces of it, mainly my pants, which I had from before in my original Rey costume, and the wrap-up around was for my original Rey. But boots I bought, her Obi belt that goes underneath her main belt, and the main belt, and I did some sewing on I basically repurposed a sweater to make the tunic.
Nice.
I did that within about 2 weeks back in January when I was suffering with pneumonia. I basically would wake up so for about an hour until I got tired, and then I'd fall asleep for another hour. So, and I did that for a couple of weeks. So,
that's dedication.
Well, it kept me busy. I literally was stuck in bed. I really couldn't do much of anything. So it's like I can only watch things on Netflix so many times before they get really boring. So,
true.
I was sewing with kids' cartoons of RuPaul's Drag Race going in the background behind me. Yes, I love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, started watching season 9.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Season 10 starts this Thursday.
I know, I got to finish season 9. My daughter was like, watching ahead.
Oh, yeah.
She has to rewatch the episodes with me, which she doesn't mind. And I was like, yay, goodbye, Kimora. Yeah. See ya.
Except for All-Star Season 3, which just finished this past Thursday.
Yeah.
I have watched every single season, including both of the All-Star Seasons prior to that now, at least 2-3 times each. I'm obsessed with that show.
I know, right?
I love it to pieces. When I'm having a bum day, I will put on RuPaul's Drag Race, and it just makes me smile. I love it.
Let's face it, they're gorgeous.
They do better makeup than most girls, and they look better than most girls. I'm like, dang!
Yeah.
Mind you, then you find out they're wearing like 5 pairs of tights just to get their legs to look that good. I'm like, that's dedication.
And the hip.
Yeah, the hip pads and the butt pads.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The fake boobs and everything else. Babes.
All right, you know what? You go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I respect the heck out of drag queens.
Yeah.
It's one thing for like a girl to dress up in a girl costume. It's a whole nother thing for a guy to literally transform himself into a woman, where it's like, if they pass by you on the street, it's like, burr.
Yeah.
You would not be able to tell.
No. And that's, it's cool.
And it's an art that's been around for years and years and years.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly. Because all men played women parts in Shakespeare. That's how it
became. Women weren't allowed to act.
No, they were not allowed. So I think it's amazing. I love it.
And there's your history lesson.
Is it say, the more you know.
Rainbow.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, boy. Do you have any cosplays in the works that you can tell us about?
I do. I'm working on DC Comics Raven right this moment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun one because I'm showing off a lot of skin. And I'm a fluffy girl, so that's not a good thing sometimes. But
high five for the fluffy girl.
Yay, fluffy girls in corsets and all sorts of fun shapewear. They do a body good. I'm also doing a Diva / Deadpool like mix-up. So it's Diva's costume or suit, but it's in red, black, and like silver, and it says like Stark Industries down the one side, and it's got all the different logos and stuff. I've already got the suit ordered. I've got my wig. I'm waiting on her gun to come in the mail. I've got a buddy of mine down in Buffalo who is 3D printing it for me, so I'm going to have to paint all that up.
That's very cool.
I'm also working on Belle in her village dress from the live-action Beauty and the Beast, because I can use my natural hair with that, and I love using my natural hair for costumes, like I did with Ray today, even though my hair is like 3 feet longer than hers, but whatever. I've also got the pattern for Belle's yellow dress, too, from the live-action movie.
Awesome.
Once I can, you know, raise up about $500+ just for the fabric, because that's going to be a beast and a half. Beauty and the Beast joke.
I see what you did there.
And the last one that's probably going to be the biggest labor-intensive one for me is going to be Season 7 Sansa from Game of Thrones. Her one outfit, her outfit's got like the fur trim kind of in the panel in the front, but if you look at the outfit, it literally is made out of like strips of fabric, like all literally like shredded, and it looks like they've all been hand-sewn together, which I actually do plan on doing, which is going to murder my mind and my fingers. So I am looking forward to doing that one, and I'm also not looking forward to doing that one because of the sheer time it's going to take.
Shoot, we gotta go.
Oh, jeez, Christy Swanson, we better go. No, just kidding.
Original Buffy's about to walk past.
Buffy! Her special power is PMS.
Yes.
But, I've basically been working on costumes straight since the beginning of this year right now.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Doing Rey, then I was doing Ezio, which I had at Kitchener Comic Con.
Okay.
And then the newer, more recognizable version of Squirrel Girl, which I had yesterday here at Toronto Comic Con. So I'm a little burnt out right now, so I'm going to take a break for a couple of weeks or so before I dive into another project.
And yeah.
I've got a stack of about 2-3 books at home that I'm reading. I've got the Squirrel Girl novels that I'm reading.
Yeah.
And then I picked up, it's an older series, it's called Geek Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be reading that.
Cool.
Basically a girl who was like, you know, an outcast in high school gets scouted by a modeling agency.
Right.
So it's kind of like rags to riches and how she kind of changes and stuff. So
cool.
It's a young adult book. I'm 38. I don't care. I love young adult books. They're awesome.
Very cool. Where on social media can people go to see your costume?
I am on Facebook as Shadowstorm Cosplay. I'm on Instagram as Shadowstorm, minus the vowels, so S-H-D-W-S-T-R-M. Same handle that on Twitter. And if anybody wants to email me, it's ShadowstormCosplay, all one word, at gmail.com.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to sit down and finally get your solo interview in. And we appreciate all the help you've given us over the last couple of years.
Helping everybody out. The cosplay community is amazing. I've made so many friends, like genuine friends in this. And it's opened a whole bunch of new doors for me to help with like anxiety and depression. And a lot of people say those same things too, which I love. I'm a big advocate for mental health because I've been dealing with it since I was 16. So anything to get people out there and get them out of their comfort zone, but still have fun and get them to, you know, expand as a human being is just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And you need to have that support group around you.
Yeah, definitely.
You can never, as much as people wanted to go it alone, it doesn't always work. It's finding, you know, enough like to say to yourself, I need the help. I need to reach out to somebody. And that's usually the biggest step of all.
Yeah.
Which it took me till I was 16 to finally break down in front of my parents and then be like, oh, okay, we got something wrong. And I've gone through a few breakdowns since. So.
All right. Well, again, we definitely appreciate everything. And we look forward to seeing you at more of these shows.
Yay.
And we look forward to seeing your future cosplay.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.